This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Richard Diamond joins us on the program. He is an editor at the Washington Times and has spent over 10 years researching and reporting on the use of red light cameras. Richard, welcome back to the program. It's an honor to have you.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be back.
So this is the day, and they say that there will be 30 days of just monitoring before the first ticket is sent out. I'm curious now. I've gotten a lot of emails from people, and I think the main thing is people just don't know the specifics, and everybody's worried that they're going to get one of these things in the mail. What are your thoughts? I mean, what should people be thinking right now?
Sure. The main thing you need to be thinking as you pass through the intersection is look out your rearview mirror, because when that light turns yellow, not just look out your rearview mirror, but look ahead as well, because when that light turns yellow, people are going to panic brake, and they're going to stop, and they're going to act in ways that are very unusual. And if you stop, if you're one of the people who stops early, then you might be slammed into from behind by somebody who doesn't know why you're breaking out the yellow light. This is what the Virginia Department of Transportation found in a comprehensive 10-year study of the camera systems when they were used in Northern Virginia, that rear-end accidents increased 42% when the cameras were installed. Washington, D.C. had the exact same effect. Accidents doubled in the District of Columbia when the cameras were installed there. So the main thing you need to be thinking is watch out, because the county just made your roads a whole heck of a lot more dangerous.
We're talking with Richard Diamond. The phone lines are open for you, 977-1070. A historic day here in Albemarle County. All too regrettable that our local government has taken this action. And what's also interesting, Richard, we've talked about this before with you, is that based on your study of Albemarle County's own documents, 68% of the accidents at this intersection where they have installed the cameras, 68%, so nearly 7 out of every 10 accidents that already takes place there, are rear-end collisions. So the problem we have at this intersection is very clear, are rear-end collisions, and the steps that the local government, the county, is taking is actually going to make the existing real problem much worse.
Yeah. Cameras do absolutely nothing to stop rear-end collisions. If you believe they're, the hype, what they do is stop T-bone collisions. When you have a car running a red light and slams into the side of another car. Now, those kind of accidents, one of the approaches that they're putting up a camera, they don't happen. There's none. So it's clear that what is motivating the county is not accident reduction, because accidents are going to go up. It's all about raising money.
Yeah, revenue. And you've crunched some numbers, and this could mean millions of dollars for the county, and $10,000 a month. The first $10,000 goes to Sydney, Australia. All of this money now being sucked out of the local economy, going to either Australia or into the budget of Albemarle County.
Right, yeah. The camera companies are very good about coming into local jurisdictions and saying, hey, you've got a budget problem, we've got the solution. At no cost to you, we will do all the work, we will run the camera system, we'll write the press releases, we'll install the cameras, we'll decide who's guilty, we'll mail the tickets, we'll collect the money. It's called a turnkey operation. And all the county has to do is say yes. And boy, that is really attractive to political leaders who are in a bind when they need more money, but they don't want to be seen as raising taxes. And this plays right into the hands of the companies that are selling these systems.
We're talking with Richard Diamond of the Washington Times. The phone lines are open for you at 977-1070. It's a dark day here in Albemarle County. The red light cameras have been turned on. And it's going to be 30 days. December 12th will be the day they actually start sending out these tickets. And, Richard, I hesitate to actually call them tickets because it's interesting that there are no your insurance company is not notified. The DMV is not notified. You get no points on your license. They make it very clear here that this isn't really at all any type of criminal thing, even though you supposedly violated state law, driving laws, but it's strictly a civil offense.
Right. That is how the state legislature set it up. The tickets are civil to make sure that you cannot exercise your right under the state constitution of having a jury trial, because that only applies to traffic cases that are misdemeanors. So if you get a speeding ticket, you can go to a district court, you can kind of lose, and then you can appeal it to a jury in a circuit court. And that's for every single type of moving violation where you have points assessed on your license. But the reason they don't do that in the case of the camera tickets is, A, they don't want you getting this before a jury, and B, if they have to apply points to your license, they have to figure out who was driving. And that means taking pictures of the person behind the wheel. And the effort involved in taking pictures of the person behind the wheel doubles the number of photos taken, doubles the workload of matching the tickets, and it cuts the revenue in half. So when justice is not the purpose here. Stopping bad drivers is not the purpose. Educating drivers is not the purpose. The purpose is maximizing revenue.
We're talking with Richard Diamond of the Washington Times. 977-1070 is the phone number. And again, Richard, the news that you broke on this program weeks ago, the fact that every approach to this intersection will not have a camera. The cameras will only be southbound on Route 29 and eastbound on Rio Road as you approach the intersection from the west headed east, coming down the hill there past the Daily Progress building, from approaching eastbound towards the intersection. That's where the cameras are. Headed westbound on Rio Road, no cameras, and headed northbound on 29, no cameras as of yet. You also told us that, and I just played the clip here, that the county's own research shows that there are no red light running angle crashes coming from the west, headed eastbound, and yet they have a camera pointed in that direction.
Right. What the county officials will tell you is that they put the cameras there because that's where the, quote, most violations are, as if there's a connection between the violations and the accidents. But the fact is there's no correlation because there aren't any accidents, at least not one of those approaches. What they are doing is getting people for turning right on red and for entering the intersection one half of a second after the light turns red. Now, obviously you want people to stop at the red light, but a fraction of a second mistake in judgment, like the light, you think you have enough time to get through and you just barely miss it, you know what? That's not going to cause an accident. Those kind of split-second mistakes, that's the bread and butter for the camera system. That is where 80% of the revenue comes from. It comes from violations that simply in no way could possibly ever cause an accident.
Literally, because the delay time on the green coming the other direction is, what, at least 4 seconds, right?
Yeah. At this particular intersection, the all red period, the delay between where all four approaches have a red light, yeah, it's 4 seconds. If you run the light, 1 second, 2 seconds after the light turns red, there's not going to be an accident.
We're talking with Richard Diamond of the Washington Times. So clarify one thing for us, because a lot of the questions that I've been getting have been about right turn on red, and people are terrified now that they won't be allowed to turn right on red. And how do these cameras then affect one's ability to do just that.
Sure. Well, what happens in other jurisdictions is drivers are concerned about this, and they're confused, and they just end up not turning at the intersection on a red light, even though they can legally do so. What cities end up doing, and counties in this case, is they say you have to come to a stop at the line, at the limit line, before you make your turn. And what happens is a lot of times people will, instead of stopping at the limit line, they'll creep up kind of into the crosswalk before stopping and then make their turn. Or they will turn at 5 miles an hour, like extremely slow, kind of a rolling stop. That's what everybody does,
yeah.
and it's not dangerous. They have no evidence that there are any pedestrian accidents because, well, guess what? I've got the accident numbers, and there aren't any. So, you know, the claim that they're doing this for safety is bogus. They just don't have the data to back it up.
We're talking with Richard Diamond of the Washington Times. Albemarle County's red light camera went live today, the very first one in the history of this community. Went live today. They'll start sending out tickets 1 month from today on December 12th. So, Richard, we've talked about this before, and this is the other big question, is what do people actually do with these tickets? And I have seen time and time again from other communities around the country where people just throw them away. Unless a police officer actually hands you this quote-unquote ticket, legally, you could just toss it in the garbage, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The tickets under Virginia law have to be properly served. All you'll be getting from the Australian company Redflex in the mail is a bill, and you do not have to pay that bill until it's delivered to you in person by a police officer. And guess what? This happened before in Northern Virginia. Because the program is about money and not justice, they don't bother sending the sheriff around to deliver those tickets. And this also happened in Arizona, which has a very similar law that was upheld in the Court of Appeals there, that people were throwing away their tickets. Like 50-60% of people who received the tickets just threw them away and ignored them. And guess what? After about a year, the state shut down the program because it just wasn't worth it anymore.
Yeah, and we have, speaking of shutting down the programs, we've seen evidence in this past election of citizens groups around the country that were successful. Houston, Texas comes to mind, that were quite successful in voting out these red light cameras and getting them taken down, even though in some cases, even in Houston, I think the municipalities are dragging their feet at taking them down.
Yeah, Houston has 70 cameras, so it's a huge program. They make about $40 million a year from the cameras, and boy, you can really see what's at work. The citizens voted that out by a 6-point margin, and the city leaders are now just clinging, in spite of that vote, to not follow the will of the people and take down the cameras like the people ordered them to. It's really shameless. And aside from Houston, there are Baytown, Texas, another city, voted them down 58%. A suburb of Seattle voted them down 73%, voted against the cameras. A city, Garfield Heights, Ohio, a suburb of Cleveland, voted them down. And, overall, 15 cities around the country have voted down cameras. The number of cities that have supported cameras, zero. Not one camera program has ever survived a public vote. And that should tell you all you need to know.
Yeah. And we had a caller yesterday ask, were citizens here in Albemarle County ever given the choice to be able to choose? To choose whether or not they wanted these cameras put up, and the answer was no. We were never asked if we wanted these things.
Right. There's a simple reason the public is never consulted on this. Usually the city council meetings are kind of shoved in under the table. you know, late at night when nobody's watching, because they know the public doesn't want this. Because this isn't about serving the public, it's about getting politicians out of a spending bind that they've gotten themselves into by, you know, not managing the public's money properly.
We're talking with Richard Diamond of the Washington Times, and Stephen is on the line in Albemarle County. Stephen, you go right ahead.
Hey, Corey, Steve, yeah. You know, Hawes is on a lot with you, and I think it would be great to really, if this information about throwing away the tickets being perfectly legal is accurate, to really get that word out there and make it as unviable as possible financially for the county to do this and really get people in the know that this isn't a legal system of delivering a ticket and that this is all a bunch of rubbish.
Yeah, yeah. Well, help us spread the word, Stephen. I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you so much for the call. Absolutely, there's Stephen. Albemarle County, and that is a message, Richard, that you would like people to get, that you know, they're not following the law. You're really just getting a sort of a fake bill from some company in Australia at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. The legislature could have changed the law, but they didn't. You know, the and anybody who's, you know, wondering, is this accurate advice? There's a Virginia Department of Transportation accident study that was published in 2005 that talks about this issue, and it says, quote, that the red light camera tickets are essentially unenforceable. That's the language that VDOT used. So there's no question that you have to have personal service before a ticket can be enforced. And if and Virginia is not alone in this. Arizona is another major state that has the exact same system, and it's put in place that way, kind of as a protection for citizens. Because you know what, if you're going to have court sanctions imposed on you, if you're going to have your license suspended, or you know, an arrest warrant issued, you can't depend on the U.S. mail to you know, deliver a ticket if those are going to be the consequences of you not responding. And legislators know that, and that's why service is required.
Yeah, Richard, I am so burned up about this because the way I see it, it's just so criminal that we have the government that's supposed to represent us essentially literally signs a contract with a private company and authorizes this company to take our money in violation of laws the government set up. I mean, they're really, truly outsourcing and creating almost this private police force. It's being enforced from some company in Australia. It's just crazy.
Yeah, they're just – I could go through about four or five different laws that the this process is breaking. Well, we've talked before about how it violates the Virginia Constitution's requirement that all ticket revenue go to the literary fund. You know, that provision was put in there to prevent police from having a financial incentive to issue speeding tickets. All the ticket money is supposed to go to the schools, but this program is different. And you might ask, why is it different? Well, guess what? It's not. That constitutional provision applies to the red light camera program.
Let's go back to the phones. Carl is in Charlottesville. Carl, thank you for the call. Go right ahead.
I was wondering how we go about getting these cameras taken out now that they're there without our permission.
That's a terrific question. Thank you for the call. Richard, what have you seen work in other communities around the country? Because people are doing this left and right. They are getting their governments to take them down. Right now we have a local government that's sitting on their hands and we're not hearing them say a word about it. I haven't heard any member of the Board of Supervisors get out on either side of this issue. They're just staying quiet and letting staff speak for them.
Yeah. In other parts of the country, you have the right to have a citizens initiative to change a city charter and vote the cameras out. That's what's happened in 15 communities across the country. Well, guess what? In Virginia, you can't do that. The closest referendum that has happened, there was one in Maryland, Sykesville, Maryland, where 61% of the people voted out the cameras. But Virginia does not have a referendum process. So all you can do is, A, pressure your city council and county supervisors to take down the cameras. You can vote them out the next time they're up for election.
Yeah.
And B, and more importantly, put pressure on your state delegates, state representatives, state senator, and Governor McDonnell to get rid of these things. Because if they don't hear from you, they're not going to do anything. And they're ultimately, the most blame goes to the General Assembly for authorizing this system, even though the Virginia Department of Transportation issued a report to the legislature that clearly showed these things increased accidents.
Yeah. Richard Diamond with the Washington Times. Richard, as always, we appreciate the information and the expertise, and we will talk to you again soon.
Great.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.